looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, welcome to the Daily Bible, where we go through the Bible verse by verse. My name is William Hemsworth, and I am honored and privileged to be here again with you this morning. Today we are continuing on in Matthew chapter 2, and today we're going to look at verses 7 and 8. So again, Matthew chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, those verses say, "Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him.'" Over the last couple days, we've discussed Herod's actions so far in Matthew chapter 2. So we read earlier in verse 4 that he had assembled the chief priests and the scribes to discuss where Christ was going to be born. And in today's verses, we read that he has another meeting, this time with the wise men, a secret meeting, wanting to know where the Messiah was going to be born so he can go and worship him. Now, and earlier on in Matthew chapter 2, in verse 3, we read that Herod was troubled. He was disturbed. He was distraught that this new king of the Jews, remember, because Jesus was born in that Davidic line. That's why that genealogy at the beginning of Matthew is so important. That's why we can't skip over it. So he's disturbed. He's distraught. And he lies to the wise men, saying, "When you find them, send me word so I can go and worship him." It's a flat-out lie by Herod. He sees Jesus as a threat to his earthly power, and he wants to destroy him. He loves his power. He loves his position, and he wants to do anything he can to keep it. So yes, Herod is lying to the wise men, and as we will see later on, the wise men get word of this, and obviously Herod's plan doesn't work. And when I read these passages, it's amazing of God's providence, God's plan. Everything that happened in these first couple chapters so far is so amazing, and I think sometimes we just take it for granted because of how often we hear it. So far in these few verses that we've covered so far, we have the kingly lineage of Jesus laid out, we have a prophecy fulfilled of where he is going to be born, and we have the earthly ruler where he was born seeking to destroy him already. Kind of amazing. But anyway, Herod lied. He has no idea. He has no inclination to worship the Christ child. He has ulterior motives. And that's pretty much it for today's verses. They're pretty cut and dry. But join me tomorrow as we dig a little deeper into Matthew's gospel. Hope you're enjoying these shows. I know I am. And God bless you, and thank you for joining me.